So anyway, the point I'm saying is there's no smoke without fire.
That's very true, isn't it?
Yeah. Are we on?
Yeah. It's the audio blog. It's the Duncan Bark Show, City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. And whilst, what do the others do? They write stuff, don't they, on the website? And do old Kenny and Dolly still do their video blog?
I've not seen a video blog for a while from those two.
No. Anyway, this is the only audio blog on the website.
Maybe Kim's taken the camcorder home.
Mm. To do what?
Well, you know, home videos.
Yeah. A bit of DIY. We do this occasionally, and it gives you an indication as to some of the things we've done on the Duncan Bark Show, weekday mornings from 9, and that we're kicking around for future shows. I think that's it in a nutshell.
We haven't done it for a couple of weeks, have we?
No, we haven't. Apologies for that. I don't quite know why. Well, whose fault was that? We live in the culture of blame. Was it my fault or yours?
I blame...
Or couldn't we get in the studio?
Yeah, let's blame the engineers.
Yeah, it's the engineers' fault. That's why I wasn't here before. Right, so you got this. So we work from this, in this age of technology and email and blogging and God knows what else, and spreadsheets, we actually work from a big red and black A4 book. It's hardbacked, and that has a lot of the stuff in for our past, and that's proper, that is, isn't it? Where was that made? Does it say on the back anywhere?
Was
it China by any chance?
I hope so.
We like China.
It's a John Dickinson product. And
it's a what?
It's a John Dickinson product.
Oh, right, okay. That's the forms the backbone of our show planning and ideas. So what did we do last week?
Last week we did I can't remember.
What did we do last week? I'll tell you what we did today. We did the whole George Orwell thing, didn't we?
That was good today.
Because 1903, on the 25th of June, George Orwell was born, real name Eric Blair. And, of course, he wrote several books, including Animal Farm, Down and Out in Paris and London, which is a great book. You should read that. Have you read that? It's a good book.
No, I haven't.
And also 1984, which I think is the book most people know him for. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
We use that as a whole, if you like, a springboard to talk about where we are in today's society with surveillance and Big Brother and you know, CCTV cameras and DNA databases and ID cards. And it was an interesting show, and certainly we had the former Shadow Home Secretary David Davis on, who of course he resigned a few weeks ago over this whole 42-day detention without charge issue, and of course he's forcing a by-election. And you know, when we had him on the show and we talked to him, because I've done quite a few politicians in my time here and elsewhere, both at a local, national level. Well, I've interviewed them, I've not done them. I mean, that would be a News of the World story, but. You know, I just got the impression with Davis, he's actually quite principled. He's standing by what he believes in, which increasingly is bloody rare in this day and age.
I do agree, but what I would say from my experience of interviewing politicians is they're always nice when they're in opposition.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
It's very nice when you're in opposition because you're the good guy, you've got no responsibility, you're just the guy with the dream.
But he's not just in opposition, is he? He's kind of he's out on a limb now from his own party.
He is.
So, you know, is that a double reason to be nice?
But is a double positive or negative?
I've no idea.
I can't remember.
Anyway, I enjoyed the interview. It was good.
Hey, listen, I've remembered what we did last week.
What did we do last week?
I'm going to say remembered.
Yes.
I've found the page in my black and red notebook.
What have you got there?
There was some great stuff last week.
Yeah.
Particularly, I want to focus on this one because anyone listening to this is naturally a net wizard.
Yes.
Because they found the audio blog on the net and have downloaded it onto their generic MP3 player.
Yeah.
And we did something about YouTube last week, which is one of my favourite shows so far.
Yeah.
Where basically...
Whatever.
We didn't have a debate.
No.
We just said YouTube is the best thing on the net.
Yeah.
We invited people to tell us what we should type into the YouTube search engine thing and look at.
Yeah.
And we got some great suggestions. We had someone saying we should look up the Dirty Rainbow episode.
Yeah.
So we did. Type in a Rainbow Band episode if you want to find out what that's about.
Yeah.
We also had suggestions to look at a sort of medley of Paperback Writer by the Beatles and I'm a Believer by the
Monkees. That was good, wasn't it? It was clever, that.
Yeah. We played... what else did we play?
Can't remember. What else do we have?
Oh, we had a panda sneezing.
We had a panda sneezing. We had several suggestions of stuff that we simply couldn't play on the radio, including the Scouse Fireman Sam.
Yeah, but we can say it now.
we can't, can't we? Yeah. Do you know what? We should have cranked up a PC and